This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura, and this week, we've got some big news about the future of The Green Room. David, of course, this has been an arts and culture show for a while now.
Right.
But there are some big changes in the air.
Okay.
As the producer of the show, I've been, you know, talking with a lot of different people, and, well, we've decided to narrow our show's focus to country music.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
And I'm super excited because, well, the people have spoken, David, and they want me to take over as the new host.
Huh. Really? So, what about me and Kate then?
Well, we can take that conversation offline. What do you think?
Well, Dan, you know, a country music show isn't such a bad idea, but the hosting question is an issue for me. And you know what? I might have actually believed you, Dan, if it wasn't April 1st.
That's right. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone.
That's the not, Green Room. Not a bad joke, though.
The Green Room is still your weekly conversation about everything, arts and culture.
You know, it wasn't a bad joke, but I was expecting maybe just a little bit better from you, okay. Dan, of all people.
Okay. I'll admit it, David. That wasn't my best work. But here is a joke that is really good. And it happened in Michigan just a couple of years ago. A group of students at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids decided last minute to play a prank on their professor. Now, this professor had a special policy for dealing with cell phones in the class. If your phone rang during class, you had to answer the call on speakerphone in front of everybody.
We decided just to go with like the classic pregnancy prank. I called my friend Ian, who was on the improv troupe.
Taylor Nefsey was a theater major at Aquinas, and she was the one who thought of the prank.
And I called him and I was like, Ian, we're going to prank Dr. Barrows. Can you call me at 11:15? We don't have a script. We'll just kind of feed off of each other and we'll see what happens.
Now, the audio isn't great, but here's what's happening. Taylor's friend Ian is pretending to be someone from a pregnancy resource center. And he tells her that her pregnancy test has come back positive.
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's the last phone call that you'd pretty much ever want to take in public.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you hear the professor try to get her to take the call off speakerphone.
Thank you. I'll call back later. Thank you.
Hey, I want to publicly apologize.
That's okay.
I'm very sorry.
I've been expecting this, and
okay.
I already know what I'm going to name the baby. The first name will be April, and the middle name will be Fools.
We totally pranked Dr. Barrows. We got him. Like, we nailed it. We really didn't plan anything, so that's why it's still kind of a surprise for us that it worked out.
So they posted the video of the prank, and it just blew up. Recently, the video passed 50 million views on YouTube.
We both, you know, are performers, so we were able to take those improv instincts, those theater instincts, and just go with the flow.
You can watch the entire prank at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. In thinking about April Fool's Day, a day of pranks and jokes, which is now just a part of American culture, we started wondering about how it began. So I spoke with somebody who knows the answer, Alex Bowes. He's the curator of a place called the Museum of Hoaxes. That's an actual place in San Diego. Here are the origins of April Fool's Day.
Around 1500 in the Netherlands, we assume, this, you know, festival called Fool's Errand Day was created. And for various reasons, the festival quickly spread throughout all of Europe and became the April Fool's Day that we know it as today.
What are some of the most well-known April Fool's Day pranks in American history?
Probably the ones done by some advertisers. For instance, the Taco Liberty Bell hoax from the mid-1990s is very well-known, in which the Taco Bell Corporation announced that it was going to buy the Liberty Bell and rename it the Taco Liberty Bell, which, of course, you know, horrified millions of people. But it's proved to be this absolutely great advertising bonanza for the Taco Bell Corporation because, you know, 20 years later, we're still talking about it.
What makes April Fool's Day so durable that it's lasted when other traditions have just kind of fallen away?
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the things I really find fascinating about it is because there are many, many festivals, like from the Middle Ages, that did just fade away, even though they arose at the same time. Nobody's heard of Shig Shag Day, for instance, although that was a popular English festival at around the same time as in the 16th century. What I think it is that really April Fool's Day has appealed very much to particular groups in society at different times, and they're responsible for kind of keeping it going. So it's paradoxically one of the kind of least celebrated of all the major holidays, but because there are these small groups within society that embrace it at any one time, that's allowed the tradition to endure. So back in the 19th century, it was really young children, small boys in particular, who embraced the day with a passion. And then in the 20th century, it became reporters who kind of picked up the tradition. And nowadays, we find that it's advertisers and people on internet sites also. So the internet now has breathed new life into the holiday.
Alex Bose is curator of the Museum of Hoaxes in San Diego. Nice to have you on.
My pleasure.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio, an arts and culture show, not a country music show. Michael Culler engineered our show today. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Dan Wanshura.
And I'm David Castleman, and I'm relieved to say that my co-host, Kate Patello, and I will be back next week. Thanks for listening.
The whole night through, you're cheating.